Nur Golf auf meinsportradio.de.
Langsam aber sicher steigert sich die Vorfreude ins Unermessliche. Morgen geht's endlich los mit dem Ryder Cup 2018 im Le Golf National vor den Toren von Paris. Dann geht es für die Europäer darum, den US-Amerikanern die vor 2 Jahren in Hazeltine verlorene Trophäe wieder zu entreißen. Und vor allen Dingen einer der Europäer ist besonders heiß drauf. Der wartet auf die Stunde der Revanche seit 2 Jahren. Rory McIlroy, dem hat das überhaupt nicht geschmeckt, 2016 nur zweiter Sieger zu sein, nachdem er vorher ja 2012 und 2014 jeweils mit den Europäern den Ryder Cup hatte gewinnen können. Und 2016 eben zuzugucken, wie die Amerikaner am Ende feierten, das hat ihm überhaupt nicht geschmeckt. Diese Stunde der Niederlage möchte er nicht nochmal erleben. Das sagte er gestern dann nach dem 2. Trainingstag beim Ryder Cup 2018 am Mikrofon der European Tour.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the last time was the first taste of defeat for me in a Ryder Cup. And the first taste of defeat for Europe for a while. And it didn't feel good, you know, to that scene on the last where the Americans are spraying the champagne and celebrating that, you know, you have that feeling that should be us, and it's not a nice feeling to have, so, you know, hopefully we can get that feeling back on Sunday.
Dass Team Europe diese Aufgabe Titelentreißung in diesem Jahr vor allen Dingen mit Rookies angeht, 5 Stück sind ja im Team von Thomas Björn dann mit dabei, das stört Rory McIlroy überhaupt nicht. Darin sieht er überhaupt kein Problem, weil die Rookies in Europa zwar noch nie einen Ryder Cup gespielt haben, aber insgesamt trotzdem sehr erfahren sind, eigentlich sonst alles auf der Golfwelt schon erlebt haben. Und 2 der Rookies, die haben ja auch im Le Golf National sogar schon gewinnen können. Alex Noren nämlich und Tommy Fleetwood, die blicken ja auf Siege bei den French Open zurück. Und das kann unter Umständen auch ein wichtiger Faktor werden im Duell gegen die US-Amerikaner, findet Rory McIlroy.
The rookies have a lot of experience around this golf course, which I think is going to help. You know, they've played in so many French Opens and, you know, they've been coming here, you know, year in, year out for the last few years. So, as you said, and a lot of those rookies are big time players, someone like a John Rahm or Tommy Fleetwood or, you know, even, you know, Terrell, whoever it is, they have experience at, you know, at majors, at big time events. So, you know, obviously the Ryder Cup is different, but, you know, I think they'll handle it all very well.
Also Rory McIlroy macht sich um die Rookies keine Sorgen. Wenn ihr mir meine persönliche Meinung erlaubt, dann würde ich mir auch eher Sorgen um Rory McIlroy machen als um die Form einiger Rookies. Denn was Rory McIlroy in dieser Saison geliefert hat, das war doch deutlich unter seinem bisher gewohnten Standard, auch wenn es zuletzt wieder ein bisschen in die richtige Richtung ging. Hoffen wir natürlich, dass er das dann fortsetzen kann, diesen kleinen Aufwärtstrend dann beim Ryder Cup mit durchtransportiert und er beim Ryder Cup mal wieder durchgängig abrufen kann, was er zu leisten imstande ist und zum wichtigen Leistungsträger für das Team Europe wird. Denn mit seiner Erfahrung und seiner Klasse und auch seinem Können, da ist er natürlich einer, auf dem die Hoffnung der Europäer ruhen. Die schwierigste Aufgabe beim Ryder Cup oder im Vorfeld des Ryder Cups, bevor es dann tatsächlich auf den Platz geht und gespielt wird, die kommt allerdings den Kapitänen zu, Thomas Björn und Jim Furyk, weil die müssen sich ja zusammen mit ihren Co-Captains jetzt noch bis kurz vor Beginn der wirklichen Golfwettkämpfe am morgigen Tag dann Gedanken machen, wen packen wir denn zusammen, wen stellen wir denn in die Foursomes, wen stellen wir in die Fourballs, wer spielt gegen wen. Da geht es ja um taktische Überlegungen, um teamtaktische Prozesse, die dann auch ja letztlich Eingang halten in diese Entscheidung. Und da gibt es dann noch einiges an Grübelarbeit dann auch heute. Wie geht's den beiden Captains? Wie haben Sie den gestrigen Mittwoch, wie haben Sie die ersten Tage im Le Golf National erlebt? Das haben Sie gestern dann auch im Interview bereitwillig preisgegeben.
Well, Thomas, the team had a good look at the course yesterday. What was the mood in the team room like last night?
Yeah, it was good. You know, it's obviously when you, those guys traveling across the Atlantic and then getting out playing 18 holes after a tough FedEx series for them, you know, it is a big time for them in their season. So, yeah, there were a couple of them were dragging their feet a little bit at the end, but they were happy when they got back. They've seen a golf course, they've done all the work that they needed to do. And, yeah, Tuesday's just a long day, and we prepared them for it, and they were well aware of it. And, you know, when they were in the team room yesterday, they were all happy that they'd done it. But while they were out there was a little bit of, like, feeling like, this is a long day. But, no, all good, happy with where everybody is.
You've got the two previous winners of the French Open in your team. When you're planning a course, how much does that familiarity play into your thinking?
I got a plan for all 12, but it never hurts to have guys that's won around the golf course, that's for sure.
Do you try and preempt what Jim will do with his pairings, or is it very much a case of focusing on the way you put your team together?
Well, I can try and sit and think about what Jim's going to do, and then, you know, he could do something completely different. That's never really something that I can predict. And so I got to focus on my 12. I got to focus on what we're trying to do and trying to get all that right. And trust me, that's a big enough job in trying to get all of this together. But they're in a good place, and I have a great team, and you know they get on well. So that creates almost a bigger problem than anything, that they get on so well across the team. So I got maybe one too many options.
And just finally, what are you enjoying most about being a Ryder Cup captain?
Being with those 12, I have to say, you know, the whole build-up for those 20 months is great. It's you do so many fun, great things, so much thinking. But coming into this event and being with those 12 is just it's just an amazing feeling. You know, they having those conversations with them, and that goes on in that team room on the golf course, and it's just brilliant. We're having a great time with it, and yeah, there's a few decisions to be made here and there. But you know, as long as you make a plan for it, it's all going to be good.
Thanks very much, Thomas.
Thank you.
Dann wollen wir aus europäischer Sicht mal hoffen, dass der Plan von Thomas Björn, den er da im Hinterkopf hat und den er mit seinen Vice-Captains natürlich noch dann weiter ausarbeitet, dann am Ende auch erfolgreich sein wird. Aber das werden wir dann natürlich erst in den nächsten Tagen sehen. Morgen am Freitag geht's los. Mein Sportradio.de ist ebenfalls mit dabei, 11 bis 13 und 16:30 bis 18:30. Da werden wir dann auch in zwei Live-Sendung dann über den Ryder Cup berichten, werden uns über den Ryder Cup unterhalten, die aktuellen Ergebnisse kommentieren und euch mit wichtigen Infos versorgen hier bei uns auf meinsportradio.de Samstag und Sonntag dann genauso. Ja, und wir wollen natürlich jetzt auch noch wissen, wie es beim Team USA dann in den ersten Tagen so abging. Was sagt denn Jim Furyk zu den ersten drei Tagen, zu seinen Eindrücken von seiner Mannschaft und auch von dem ganzen Drumherum im Le Golf National?
Jim, 9 Ryder Cups as a player. What are you enjoying most about being a Ryder Cup captain?
I think the same things I really enjoyed as a player. The camaraderie, the team room, the guys out in practice rounds. You know, they're loose, they're poking fun at each other, but they're also sharing, learning. And there's an anticipation. There's a build up to Friday and getting ready. So all of that, those are the things that I enjoyed as a player. I'm enjoying that as a captain as well.
I know you and the players have seen the pin positions for the 5 rounds of matches. What's your opinion in terms of fairness or difficulty, bearing in mind it's been a European course setup?
Yeah, and I would imagine, I honestly have not been on all 18 greens yet, normally because I have to come in the press room and leave them out there. But it's nice to have the pin placements. You're not going to have 5 incredibly difficult pins. You're also not going to have 5 easy pins, right? It's a mix and match on every hole. And although these greens are quite large, some of them are kind of sectioned off where you'll see a lot of repeat pin placements in areas. And the guys are right now kind of learning the greens, learning where the miss is, learning where to be aggressive, where you might want to play a little bit more conservative. They're learning the golf course out there, and I've got to let them do that in their own way, in my opinion.
That's great. Thanks for your time. Thank you. Cheers, Jim.
Stimmung also in beiden Lagern gut. Auch die Amerikaner sind recht zufrieden mit dem, was sie vorgefunden haben im Le Golf National. Und das kann man auch wirklich sein. Die Bedingungen da wirklich perfekt. Und perfekt läuft es aktuell auch für die Amerikaner. Die haben ja schon das Celebrity Match gewonnen gegen die europäische Auswahl. Und gestern gab es dann die Juniorenwettbewerbe Golf Sixes im Le Golf National. Und auch da haben sich die US-Amerikaner am Ende durchgesetzt. Die 12 besten US-amerikanischen Junioren haben die 12 besten europäischen Junioren geschlagen. Knapp war es am Ende 12,5 zu 11,5 das Ergebnis für die US-Amerikaner. Gespielt wurde auf 6 Löchern, auf den Löchern 1, 2, 15, 16, 17 und 18, also auf diesem schon fast legendären Endspurt dann auch. Die letzten 4 Löcher im Albatross Golf Kurs wurden dann absolviert. Also die haben schon mal einen kleinen Eindruck gekriegt von dem, was dann die Ryder Cup Spieler ab morgen erwartet. Und die Kollegen der European Tour haben sich dann auch nochmal umgehört bei den Junioren. Ein paar Interviews und Stimmen eingefangen.
Well, William, I know you've played just 6 holes here at the Golf National. How much of an experience was that for you this afternoon?
It was really awesome. You know, the six holes that we got to play, I think, were probably the toughest on the course, and it really shows how hard it is to be on tour, and I think it's just a great experience, and it'll help me in the long run.
How was the atmosphere on the first tee? I know the grandstand wasn't quite as full as it's going to be on Friday, but still the crowd got right behind you.
Yeah, it was really fun. There were a ton of people. They were all cheering when we hit. We had some music playing, so it was just really fun to be out there.
Playing in a Junior Ryder Cup and then playing six holes on this golf course, does that give you a real taste for wanting to be successful at this game?
Yeah, it does. The match play aspect, I guess the biggest stage in golf is probably the Ryder Cup, and we got a taste of the match play aspect and even the course, so it's just an incredible experience.
Glad you enjoyed it. Well played.
Yeah, thank you.
Emily, it's been quite a week for you playing in the Junior Ryder Cup, and now you've got to play six holes on the real Ryder Cup course. How impressive has that been?
I mean, the course is incredible, and being here with such a huge crowd and everybody cheering for us and having that same Ryder Cup spirit is just incredible. I will remember this for the rest of my life.
This must give you a real taste for this kind of a lifestyle, this kind of, you know, to be a professional at the sport that you love and play on more big events and, you know, looking at Solheim Cups maybe in the future.
Yeah, I mean, that would be my dream, just because you don't get to represent only your country but your entire continent and play with the top players in the world. That's just incredible. I would really love to do that to happen once.
Coming from Italy, I know you met Francesco Molinari. I got the right one.
I mean, it's so nice to finally have an Italian back on the team again. He's really great. We've chatted a lot with him, and he's really available, and it's so nice to have a bit of Italy also here.
Are you staying here for the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, I'm staying here the entire time. Gotta support Europe.
Have a great week.
Thank you very much. You too.
Cheers. Thanks for your time. Edward, you just played six holes on the Ryder Cup course. How exciting was that?
I mean, I don't have words. The crowds, the course is so pure. I mean, it's so incredible to be with my caddy here, with some friends, my team, US team. It's been awesome week down there in Disneyland for playing the Junior Ryder Cup. And this golf season is like, it's just being a present to finish an incredible week. I really enjoy it. I really, really enjoy it.
You've had fantastic crowds here as well. How nice was it that the people have stayed from watching practice this morning to see you guys this afternoon?
I mean, I felt almost like a pro. I mean, when I'm on the TV watching Ryder Cup, I see how good it should be there and make a pot and be the crowds like shouting with you. I just made that. It's been awesome. I mean, one of the best feelings and one of the best days of my life for sure.
Sergio Garcia, John Rahm, both Spaniards on the Ryder Cup team. How much are you looking forward to seeing them in action over the weekend?
I'm really excited. I'm going to live here about Sunday night because I want to see them. I want to see John, I want to see Sergio. I mean, they are so good players. They deserve to be here. Sergio has like magician, Spanish garra that we say. I mean, they're going to be... I don't know if they're going to be a good pair because I don't know if they're going to play together, but... I mean, I would like to be and to see them play together and to see them get a lot of points for Europe because, I mean, this is our year. Europe, we are going to win here down in Paris for sure. We are going to win it. We are going to win it. This is our year.
Confident man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Alexa, first of all, just ask you about that dramatic Junior Ryder Cup victory, USA winning it by 1 point. How much did you enjoy playing in the tournament?
Definitely so much. I mean, it's the best event ever played in the best week with the most amazing team you could have ever asked for. I mean, I was happy for every single one of them, and playing for them in my country was so special.
Obviously, you played six holes on the proper Ryder Cup course this afternoon. What did you feel on the first tee? It was a fantastic atmosphere, even though there weren't as many people as there will be on Friday.
Yeah, it was so epic. I mean, there was half as many as the crowd as there's going to be for the Ryder Cup, and it was so loud out there, and I can't even imagine what it's going to be like on the first tee. I really enjoyed that.
And in terms of playing this golf course, how much have you enjoyed playing these six holes today?
It was super fun. I didn't play so great, but I mean, just being out on the course and experiencing it was pretty awesome.
And a tip for the Ryder Cup?
Go USA, kick some butt.
Aus europäischer Sicht hoffen wir natürlich, dass es spannend wird und dass das Team Europe sich da den US-Amerikanern am Ende nicht wird beugen müssen, so wie im Celebrity Match oder wie im Juniorenwettbewerb im Le Golf National, sondern dass es da dann vielleicht doch wieder in die andere Richtung ausschlägt und diese Negativserie der US-Amerikaner auf europäischem Boden, seit 25 Jahren sind sie ja sieglos, sich dann auch weiter fortsetzt. Ob das tatsächlich dazu kommt, das werden wir verfolgen. Ab Freitag sind auch wir von meinsportradio.de mit dabei und berichten ausführlich in Live-Strecken, aber auch natürlich in der abendlichen Zusammenfassung dann mit den Kollegen von golfpost.de, die vor Ort sind, die Stimmung da einfangen und sich mit erster Hand Informationen dann in unseren abendlichen Zusammenfassungen melden. Dann haben wir alles für euch im Blick hier auf meinsportradio.de und ihr seid bestens informiert. Wenn ihr unsere Podcasts abonniert von Nur Golf, dann seid ihr nicht nur generell über den Golfsport gut informiert, sondern im Speziellen dann in dieser Woche eben auch über den Ryder Cup. Und am besten seid ihr auf dem Laufenden, wenn ihr euch unsere App für iOS und Android holt. Die gibt's kostenlos in den entsprechenden Stores und bietet euch Vollzugriff auf unsere Golfberichterstattung, aber auch auf alles andere, was wir auf meinsportradio.de produzieren. Klickt euch mal durch unser Angebot, da werdet ihr sicher auch noch in anderen Sportarten fündig. Tennis, Fußball, Ringen, wir haben eigentlich alles, was das Sportfanherz begehrt.
Starting Grid, der Formel 1 Podcast mit Kevin Scheuren und Dennis Lewandowski. Mit Interviews.
I have everything on paper required to win the World Championship.
Und Analysen.
Taktik und Ferrari klappt nicht immer gut.
Vor und nach jedem Grand Prix. Starting Grid, der Formel 1 Podcast mit Kevin Scheuren und Dennis Lewandowski. Keep racing. Auf meinsportpodcast.de und überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Hören, was andere denken. meinsportradio.de. Like it auf Facebook/meinsportradio. Sei dein eigener Programmchef. Mit unserer neuen meinsportradio.de App wählst du jetzt zwischen allen Livestreams und Podcasts. Einfach, immer, überall. Hol dir unsere neue App für iOS und Android und bewerte sie jetzt bei Google Play und im App Store von iTunes.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.